This morning, I want us to look again at what it means to follow Jesus. And one thing, again, remember, first of all, we must be born again. We cannot follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life if there is not a change within us, the real me, the real you, right there on the inside, that Christ has changed for us. I cannot change myself. It's obvious that we as human beings don't know what we're doing because we change our mind about every other 5 minutes because we allow what is our surrounding to dictate what we believe at that time. Well, maybe you're right. Well, yeah. Now, I'm not going to argue with you, which is a good thing. Don't ever get in these foolish arguments. But one thing that you and I as Christians should never back away from. It does not matter how much the world laughs at us when we say we are born again. Scripturally, we are born again, or we are born from above, or we are born anew. It doesn't matter how it is stated, yet throughout the Word of God, we see that we must be born again. Now, Nicodemus was a great, great ruler within the Sanhedrin, within the Pharisees. And listen to this scripture of John 3, verses 1 through 6. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and he said, "Rabbi," which means teacher. "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." Now, did you hear that statement? Almost a question and a statement at the same time. Listen again. "For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with you." And here's Jesus' answer to him. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Do you see anywhere in Nicodemus' question that he asked that question? What is Jesus telling him? No matter what question you have for me, Nicodemus, it all begins right here. You cannot be in my kingdom unless you are born again. Nicodemus is sincere. He's wanting to know the truth. And Jesus is saying, you can't know the truth until the truth is within you. That's me. You must be born again. Nicodemus, I love you, and I want you to be with me, but you must be born again. There has got to be a change on the inside of you so powerful that the world cannot control it. There must be that born-again spirit within you to where people see the difference that the Spirit of Christ has made. You and I are not worth a dime at trying to control our feelings. We are not worth a dime at looking at ourselves and saying, okay, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get in a habit of fixing it. A habit, an unconscious act, reputated by frequent repetition. Unconscious act. It's a habit. I'm going to make a habit out of going to church. Folks, we got enough unconscious people sitting in the pews, listening or sleeping while church is going on. We don't need another habit of going to church. It is the desire that Christ gives us. I can't have that desire. I cannot have the desire to want to truly preach God's word teach God's word unless I have been born again. So Nicodemus, here's your starting place. You must believe that I am who I tell you I am. To be born again, I must accept Jesus as God, as Savior, as Redeemer. For you see that Jesus that I speak about every day, he's coming back. He left as a servant. He's coming back as Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. There will be no army that can stop him. You who have been born again will know when he comes. You, each of us that have been born again, must display the love of Christ to the point that we want everyone else born again. I don't want to be telling people you're going to hell. I want to be telling people, let me tell you how you won't go. You don't have to go. You were created in the image of God. And God said, I will give you peace for eternity. Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Personally. I don't care what Christian denomination we belong to. I do care that we belong to Christ. And that in belonging to Christ, Christ is so active within our heart that we can find that ultimate peace right in the middle of all hell itself. Well, what kind of hell are you talking about, preacher? When you walk out of your house in this generation, you see hell on the move. You see the great exodus from the church. Because unless the church gives me that feel-good moment, then why should I go? I mean, good gracious, I could smoke a little something that'll give me all of that feeling. I can pop a pill. And if that one doesn't work, I can pop another pill to go against the pill that I just popped until I forget how many pills. And then you're walking around, we're walking around as zombies. What's wrong with them? I guess they took their meds two or three times in the same hour. What we're searching for physically and what God is compelling us to search for spiritually are two different things. You see, I don't have the feel-good moment. I know I'm saved, but I hurt right now, and I hurt real bad. But that doesn't mean I'm not saved. What this body goes through does not mean that the inner me does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This old vehicle is messing up. It messed up now after the rebate on the clunkers. I was ready to put the body up, you know. You want to see a clunker? But it's all gone. Think of it. Listen to some more. Nicodemus said, well, how can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If you're in the old English, verily, verily, I say it to you. I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Let me explain that to you. I get so aggravated when I listen to certain Christian denominations that say, once you've accepted Jesus Christ, if you don't make it to the baptismal pool on time and you die prior to getting there, then you will never see Jesus in heaven. Well, Jesus himself gives us the answer for this. That's called baptismal regeneration. And groups say this, what does it do? It helps you control people. Folks, I don't want to control anybody. I want you and me to give control within ourselves to God Almighty who created us. Until I give all of me inside the workings that makes this old clunker run. All the workings in here can work perfect. But if I have not been born again and do not have the spiritual power that only Christ can give me, what good is a shiny vehicle without a driver just to look at? It's going to rust just like you and me unless he is born of water and spirit. Now, anytime you're reading scripture and you're thinking, you know, I need to go to an outside book to find an answer. I need to make certain, oh, let me go to a commentary. Oh, let me go to a concordance and I'll dig this up. Folks, you want to know the answers? Keep reading, please. When Jesus says something, read the next sentence. Read the next words. When he says something, he gives us the answer. Now listen to it. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Then Jesus says, flesh gives birth to flesh. The child, the infant in the water of the womb, of the mother. Jesus is saying, you have to be a human being. You have to be the greatest of my creation, which is the human. Even the angels don't have it as good as we have it, folks. We, his most blessed of creation, the human existence. He says, first of all, you have to be born of water, the natural death, and the spirit. And then this is how he proves that the water part is natural death. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. I am born in the flesh as a human being. I am reborn in the spirit of Christ. You come under conviction. The Lord is convicting us of sin. We come under that conviction. And the Lord lets us know why we are under that conviction. That when you say yes to me, Larry, I want you to know I love you. I want you to know how much I love you, that I went to the cross and I gave my all for you. And then he says it to each one of us. And in order then for me or you to enter the kingdom, I must be born again. And only the rebirth by the power of God can you and I be recognized in the kingdom of God. That rebirth has to do with the blood of his son. Jesus recognizes the blood of his son. You and I, when we said yes to Christ, the scripture says we've been washed in the blood. We are clean in the blood. Therefore, if I have to be flesh, which when we're born by fleshly mom and dad, when I'm born in the flesh, the rebirth can only happen in the human existence. Now, people say all the time, well, will animals be in heaven? Scripture says they will. Now, I have no idea that your pet directly, but people say, well, yes or no? I don't have any idea, folks. But listen, the lion will be led by a child. What's a lion doing in those days? Think of that. But why do we get caught up in that when the main focus is, are we going to be there? What good is it going to do you if a pet's going on and you say, I want to go see my pet, and one day you don't know Jesus Christ and your pet didn't go where you're going? Oh, I'm going to get the emails on that one. Gosh. Folks, listen to me. What you and I need to do is to think spiritual. Preacher, I can't. Well, you can't think spiritual any more than I can in a lot of situations. How then will I know when I'm thinking spiritually? When you're led by the Spirit of God. Anything that good comes out of me comes out from the hand of God. All the garbage that comes out from me is not of God. Well, preacher, but you're supposed to be better than that. No, I'm not. I'm supposed to be the human being that God said I was. And my whole life and your whole life feels in this body was fighting the urges, the powers of the body, because we're wanting the Spirit of God to do more in our life. Sometimes we give up. Sometimes we wave the white flag. We surrender. But we're not surrendering to Christ. We're surrendering to the way of the world, or the way of a family, or just to keep one of our loved ones happy. I cannot worry about whether my loved ones are happy physically if I have not shared the truth of Almighty God spiritually. What are you going to do? Laugh all the way to hell? Think of it. You and I, we were not born to die. We messed up. Adam and Eve messed up. And we just keep the chain going in the prison system for all those years as chaplain, looking at generation after generation, the same family. Sometimes having three, maybe four generations in the same prison. And people say, how do you break out of going to prison? Some of them did try to break out of the prison itself. How do you break out of that? You quit trying to fix yourself, okay? You do not know in your own heart exactly what's wrong with you that makes us keep doing the things we don't want to do. Therefore, if I don't know my own heart, then don't you think that maybe I ought to give that heart to Jesus, because he does, and trust in his name? To be born again. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. Therefore, I'm a human being. The next birth has got to be born again to the Spirit of Christ. I become a new person. I become a new person from within. You'll hear that tonight as we study our metaphorical heart. You'll see that. The Lord said you are a new person. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Well, then why do I keep messing up? When you and I accept Christ, he is the new creation within us. Do we not understand that we take up our cross? We can sing it. We take up a cross. A cross of what? Life. See, each one of us are given the cross of life, meaning the battles that you're having are unique to you. They really are. You may see, I've done the exact same thing. No, you haven't. Because each one of us are individuals. Therefore, everything that goes on with us is individual. Therefore, we unite together collectively as God's children, supporting one another. That's the body of the believers together, the church for Jesus Christ. That's who we're supposed to be. Therefore, being a new creation in Christ, what does that give me if the old has passed away, yet I still battle it? When I said yes to Jesus Christ, when you said yes to Jesus Christ, let's get this straight. At that very point, salvation is taken care of. I'm heaven bound. At the very point, I'm heaven bound. Now, if there was a chance for me to mess up and I would not be going to heaven, how could I be happy or have peace? How could I be out here saying how great it is? Because I'm afraid I would misspeak. So my salvation is secure. What's left? Leading others to Christ. How? From the Spirit that Christ has placed in you. You will go through the battles. Listen to this. The battles you and I are going through each day of our life have already been conquered and were conquered on the cross through Jesus Christ. So it's not an idea, am I going to conquer it? That battle, folks, focuses on Do I or do you understand that Jesus is the only conqueror for us? He's already won all the battles. And not only did he do that, he said, I've won all the wars. So therefore, you are called my beloved. You are called my chosen of God. You are my brothers. You are my sisters. Anything you saw me do, because I'm going to the right hand of my Father, making petition on your behalf continually, anything I've done you can do because I live in you. You and I battle that battle through a whole life. We don't feel like we're good enough. It's not about how good you are or how good I am. It's about how great, how wonderful the Savior of all humanity is. He's not past tense. He's alive today. We read about him coming into the heart of others. And then we would see people charge him with doing miracles through Satan. He was doing good things, and they said, Satan does not do anything good. Yeah, every one of us know that. I mean, he's been on our shoulders so many times in our mind, and we choose to sin half the time. It's a choice. If sometimes even when it's easier to go the other way, we'll choose sin. That's the battle I'm talking about, people. Not to battle for salvation or to keep my salvation. I'm saved. When you said yes to Jesus, you're saved. I get a new identity. Listen to this, Colossians 3, second part of verse 9 to 10. You have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. You see, I was created in the image of God like you in my mother's womb like this. Human being, you see. The Word of God says, in knowledge after the image of its creator. Now, I'm born again by the same creator that got a hold of me to form me in my mother's womb. He says, I'm going to take care of the sin in your life. Larry, you're hereby born again. Why? Because Jesus says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will in no wise be turned away. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do we understand that people that have and are chasing the world to find glory in the human condition, it is a fool's journey? Because, folks, the only condition that's going to clean us up is the condition within. We remain weak from the human part. It was Jesus who was the strong one. It was Jesus who was laughed at. Oh, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and us. A criminal said that to him, while the other said, leave him alone. You and I are guilty. This man's done nothing wrong. And by the way, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus did not take him off the cross and baptize him. He was born again from within by the love of Jesus Christ. I am born physically through water. And only thing that I do in the baptismal pool is when you and I go there, we are confessing to those in front of us, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have confessed Christ before humanity. And Jesus did say, whoever confesses me before man, I will confess him before my Father. If I know Jesus, don't you think maybe I ought to share him? If I am so focused that he's the only way, why would I back off just to entertain young people or adults. Why? Do we come to church for entertainment, or do we come to church to learn the Word of God? At the end of our human existence, we will hear the voice of the angels, the voice of our Savior, as He presents us all shined up and sparkled by His blood straight to His Father. Now, folks, that's being born again. Let's pray. Father, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that as You touch us, You remind us, folks, each of us, Father, that You are our God. You love us. You watched Your own Son die for us. Help us now, Father, I pray, as we make that deep commitment that we truly do believe Your Son is exactly who He says He is. We ask Your blessing now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.